You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Torah, about the incense. So there are 11 items and 10 that are good smelling. And one that is called chelbena, that doesn't have a good smell. That is a mixture, as we mentioned out to Tefillah, it's a pitum. It's not pitum, it's pitum, that means mixture. Pitum haketoret, that had the 11 incense. So now the question that is brought, that what is this special ketoret, special incense is doing in among the others? Why should have one that doesn't good smell good?
Balance.
To balance it?
Yes.
What do you mean to balance? What do you mean to balance?
The smell is too strong.
Too strong?
Too strong.
Oh, so you you reduce the smell by. So why don't you put 9 or 8 or 7 instead of 10?
Where does this 11 come from?
You know.
Where did it come from?
The Torah says
you have to have 11. But your opinion to balance it, so you could have 7 instead of this not good smelling item.
When you buy 5 ones today, and when you choose, you don't know which one you're going to pick up. In between two fragrances, they make you smell some coffee. Because a strong odor can reveal a more subtle one.
The
strong one that is not good can reveal the subtle one, the very nice one.
It's coming from someplace.
To me, you make it stronger.
Make it more refined.
Ah, so this is the opposite of that.
I think the reason is that the Hashem showing nothing is perfect. So don't try to make everything so, you think you could make everything so perfect. Without some that is not smell good, you cannot make it perfect. With that one, you could make it perfect.
So not if you have a negative, not pleasant smell, so that means that not everything is perfect?
Yeah, the only thing is perfect is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they expect everything in life to be perfect, positive only. There is, without negative, there cannot be positive.
Ah, very nice. Yeah. So like when Hashem created the world, also He didn't create it perfect?
They have judgment.
Fine, but the world is perfect. The Olam that Hashem created, like the Torah, is perfect or is not perfect? Incense is not from Hashem. Who made the incense?
Every incense is made by Hashem.
I thought you said that we claim that only Hashem is perfect. So that means everything has something wrong with it.
Everything has Yesod Hara, no?
Well, Shabbat, I don't think he has Yetzer Hara.
You have 60 of the Gan Eden, you don't have 100%.
Yeah, but the 68, that means is a privilege. That I'm sorry, what are you saying?
The answer is a practicality or a spirituality.
Okay.
Which one of these? Practical.
Well, we're given a guideline that is in practicality, but in spirituality, obviously, we have obligation. Yeah. But the point matter here is what the intention is. But if you claim that everything is blemish, so that means, God forbid, Hashem doesn't know how to make things.
You have to accept every Yehudi, you cannot cannot say I'm such a good Yehudi, I cannot accept this Yehudi among us.
Ah, so now the Gemara brings exactly right. That's what the message of the Gemara is. Gemara wants to say that every Tanit that we have to observe has to be Poshei Israel. As on the night of Yom Kippurim, that we claim that Hanachnu Mitvarninim Im Avaryanim. Remember in Kornit Re that we start. Say that we joining the Avaryanim. Why there is such a concept that you have to have people that they're not righteous with you? What does that do?
But your praise for them too at the same time.
What do we do?
Our praise also for them at the same time.
So no. You're in a Beit Knesset, and then you're saying that we praying to you, to Hashem, with people that they're not righteous. They sinners.
Unity.
You remind yourself that you did sins too, because there are sins with you. You remind of yourself.
When you're joining or the sinners that join you, so that means you learn from them?
Yes.
Okay, good. That's very good. I didn't say that, you said it. Don't look at me.
No, I just wondering. So actually, we need sinners.
We need?
See, that's what if there is no sinners, we cannot say this.
Yeah.
So not everybody can be holy.
No, here, according to this guideline, Gemara says your Tanit is not accepted unless you have some sinners with you. That's what Gemara says. This Helbena, this item in the in the incense, wants to teach us that if you don't have this group of people with you, so your fasting is not valid. That's what it's saying.
I understand, but this is not okay.
So let's say if there is a minyan, how are we responsible to say that somebody is sinner unless we say that I am
sinning? Right, so the point here is if somebody can claim that he doesn't commit a sin, there is such a thing?
No.
Well, we don't want to. We don't want to, but we fall in a trap, you know, many times. But here, one point here is, like in Haggadah very soon, we have at the table, we have the Chacham next to him. Who's sitting? This is Chacham Rasha. Tam, Umin She'ino Yoda Rishut. So now here the order is very
puzzling,
right? So the wicked sitting next to Chacham is sitting to the Rasha, is sitting next to the Rasha. So why we have the wicked sit next to the Chacham?
For the impact.
Impact. That's good. So that we hope that wicked learn from the Chacham. Good. How about the Chacham? Can you learn from the wicked?
Yes.
How?
Whatever you do, I'm not going to do.
But here the order is very strange, because the one that doesn't ask is sitting in the end. That means he's worse than the wicked.
Yeah, because the wicked, he could do a teshuvah and he could learn. But the other guy, he's not.
What's so special about the wicked?
Because he has room to grow, but the other guy, he's already...
How come didn't he grow?
Because never tried.
He didn't have a good example to look at.
A coach. Yeah. The good thing about the Rasha is he's a weak. He was a righteous in a wrong track. Like let's say, for example. No, that's the fact of matter here. Like let's say, if somebody from England comes here, which side of the street he drives?
Left side.
Right side.
Left side.
The correct
The left side, yeah. Why? Because that's how they drive over there. So the wicked exactly the same way. He drives, but he's in the wrong track. I could say if you do it in the freeway, it's a little bit more, you know, delicate. Amen, amen, yeah. So now here, so we learn from the Gemara that is teaching us that having the wicked in your presence, like you're trying to accomplish something in the day of the fast, he has to be there. Why? Because first of all, makes the Kiddush Hashem. That means we accepted the wicked, that he has a chance to come to the right track.
Amen.
And also, there's a very interesting point about this. Like this in Shamayim, like you have a minyanaf Bar Shem Tov HaKadosh, or Rabbeinu Ari HaKadosh, happened to be, you know, you got a seat for $5,000, you know, in Rosh Hashanah, and then you praying with Bar Shem Tov HaKadosh. So now how are they going to look at you up there? Huh? No, Chas V'Shalom.
VIP
compared to them? VIP,
yeah. They look at you as who you are. Doesn't matter you're sitting next to who.
I'm sorry?
They look at you who you are, not one.
No, no, no. The point is how they value it, estimate the minyan that you're at with Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh.
Very precious.
Huh?
He lifts you up.
Hi?
He's lifting you up because he's a Sadiq. That's why we have a minyan
to be,
right?
Now, let's say you happen to be in Lo Aleinu Alahem in Chulon or Tel Aviv, Chas V'Shalom. And then you have a minyan there. No, minyan. No. So now, which minyan has a higher chance that your tefillah will be accepted? In Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh minyan? Or in Tel Aviv!
Tel Aviv.
Tel Aviv. But how do they estimate you? Like you said, the Rav in Tel Aviv, or you at the Minyan of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh?
It depends by how they have the pitachon.
I know, but how they calculate your tefillah and look into your tefillah in this tefillah minyan. So now here, the Gemara teaches a very, very important lesson, and that is, obviously, it's a zechut to be in the minyan, Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, zechuto magen aleinu. But here, the way they're going to look into your tefillah will be very, very like with a loop. You know, when you buy diamonds, is that a shame, you know? With a loop. But in Tel Aviv, okay. How about? There's no loop, there's no magnifying glass. It lets you go. Why? Because the level of tefillah is, you know, they let it go. But when you're in the minyan Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, then the expectation becomes much greater. So now the Gemara says the chelbena doesn't mix with other samamanim. What's the teachers? The ta'anit that the poshe said they're not there is not the same kind of ta'anit. What does that mean? Why do I need abaryanim? The point here is that to be able, first of all, as it was mentioned about the coffee, it's a very, very delicate point. That is, actually, the chelvena sharpens the other smell of the samamani. Even though chelvena would not have that good a smell. So the chelvena brings out the whole force of the smell. And that's what the Poshe Yisrael do. Why? Because you see a Poshe Yisrael, see? He's a Mesalat Yisharim. See what he got into. Then what he goes through. How he says, I didn't knock him down. So for me, as the Gagada says, when the Rasha is sitting to the Chacham, it's not that Chacham is impacting the Rasha. Chacham is being elevated by the Rasha. Because look at him. What happened to him? See, for momentarily satisfaction, what he got into. And that's what the Chelbana brings out, the whole quality of the all the summer money. The beautiful point here is that the not pleasant smell in life is a circumstance that we all run into. Difficulties, yisurin, headache, all types of matters that we have challenge with. So here we learn that any time that you run into a chelbana, something that is not pleasant, that is bothersome, you should know it's only the purpose here is to bring the potential out. Just like the chelbana that brings out the whole best quality of the summer morning, that without it, maybe they will only be able to smell it in Beit HaMikdash. But when the chelbana is mixed, Gemara says the smell of the summer morning would go all the way miles to Yericho. Miles and miles. Only because of this terrible smell. So that means in life you have to know, when you run into the chelbana, it's only to bring out your good smell. Without it, you don't smell good. Without it, nobody comes near you. Without it, nobody runs away from you. But when you have chelbana, you become
desirable,
good smelling. Everybody runs towards you. He wants to hug you. That's what the chelbana is all about. The chelbana is the igniter. And in life, whenever you run into chelbana, you have to know Ribbono Shel Olam is trying to ignite you, to bring you up, to make you good smelling, to make you, what's the term they use?
Del Bechara.
Del Boro.
Del Boro. No, I mean, not sleeping.
You have to appreciate all this chelbana, Baruch Hashem. Like they said, lo chaser. You have chelbana all over. You have to appreciate it. You have to show gratitude.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.